Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese. L-istat ta' Victoria jabbanduna li ma jkun hemm l-ebda każ tal-virus waqt li l-lockdown jibqa' għal tal-anqas tliet ġimgħat oħra. F'New South Wales jiżdiedu l-każi it-tama hija li aktar nies jitlaqmu u l-Awstralja se tirċievi tilqim tal-Pfizer minn Singapore. Inselmilkom dan huwa ġewwaxa bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS. L-istat ta' Victoria abbanduna l-istrateġija ta' l-eliminazzjoni tal-COVID-19 minkejja iż-żieda fit-tul tal-lockdown għal tal-anqas tliet ġimgħat oħra. Illum kienu rreġistrati 208 każ ġdid ieħor u mewt oħra. Dan huwa l-akbar numru ta' każi f'din l-aħħar imxija. Il-Premier Daniel Andrews jgħid li l-Gvern mhux se jirsisti biex ma jkun hemm l-ebda każ tal-virus. Madankollu r-restrizzjonijiet ser jibqgħu sakemm tal-anqas 70% tal-popolazzjoni tkun ħadet tal-anqas l-ewwel doża tal-vaċċin. Mill-bieraħ kien hemm xi tibdil żgħir fir-restrizzjonijiet inkluż il-ftuħ mill-ġdid tal-playgrounds u l-ħarsien tat-tfal fid-dar għal ħaddiema essenzjali. L-uffiċjal ewlieni tas-saħħa fil-Victoria Brett Sutton wissili in-numru tal-każi ser ikompli jikber imma ħeġġeġ lin-nies fil-Victoria biex ikomplu iħarsu r-regoli u r-restrizzjonijiet.
Absolutely, it's tough, and 3 weeks seems like an eternity. That light at the end of the tunnel is too dim and the tunnel is too long, but it is a light at the end of the tunnel. It is the genuine pathway out of here that means that we can take those small steps forward bit by bit and not have to take backward steps again. But it is such hard work for parents, for kids, for whole families and for single people.
Fi' New South Wales il-każi qegħdin ikomplu jkunu fuq l-1000 kuljum, il-bieraħ kienu rreġistrati 1288 każ ġdid lokali tal-COVID u 70 wiet, illum kienu rreġistrati 1431 każ ieħor. Il-Premier Gladys Berejiklian tgħid li l-esperti tas-saħħa qegħdin jistennew li n-numru tal-inwiet jikber sa Ottubru imma tittama li r-rati tat-tilqim iwaqfu aktar imwiet fil-futur.
We anticipate October will be the worst month for the number of people that lose their lives and also for the rate of people in hospital. And if I can just briefly explain that it's normally in the second week of illness that people get very sick. As the rate of vaccination increases, as more and more people are vaccinated and have that protection, we will see that rate of hospitalisation come down. But pleasingly today, New South Wales looks like will be the first state or territory to hit 70% first dose vaccination.
Issa fi New South Wales dawk hemm l-aqmab tal-anqas doża waħda tal-vaċċin qabeż is-7 miljun. Inkomplu b'aktar aħbarijiet. L-Awstralja se tirċievi 500,000 doża tal-vaċċin Pfizer skont ftehim ta' sim u bdil tal-vaċċin ma' Singapur. Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison ħabbar li din il-ġimgħa Singapur ser jibgħat il-vaċċin l-Awstralja qabel jiskadi. Scott Morrison jgħid li dawn id-dożi se jitqassmu madwar l-Awstralja l-ġimgħa d-dieħla u se jitqassmu indaqs bejn l-istati u t-territorji skont il-popolazzjoni.
I said when I announced the additional Polish doses that we're able to get for Pfizer, that I would leave no stone unturned in bringing forward and accessing more doses of mRNA vaccines. And that's exactly what we've done. We've continued on.
L-Awstralja hija parti mill-ftehim li permezz tiegħu il-Gvern Federali jagħti 500,000 doża tal-vaċċin Pfizer lil Singapur f'Diċembru meta l-Awstralja mistennija li jkollha ħafna provisti tat-tilqim. Intant il-Ministru tal-Affarijiet Barranin Maurice Payne tgħid li l-Awstralja qed taħdem ma' imsieħba oħra internazzjonali biex tiżgura aktar provisti tal-vaċċin.
It does demonstrate our that our diplomatic capability can work to deliver to protect all Australians and certainly to strengthen our security and, frankly, our prosperity. We are securing vaccines for the Australian community from a range of sources and at the same time providing access to effective vaccines for our region to underpin that shared recovery.
L-Australja iddefendiet in-numru ta' dħul ta' refuġjati Afgani ġurnata wara li l-Istati Uniti irtirat mill-Afganistan. Il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison ma laqgħax talbiet tal-azzjoni umanitarja speċjali ta' darba għal aktar refuġjati barra it-3,000 post allokati fil-programm regolari ta' kull sena. Intant, waqt il-ħin tal-mistoqsijiet fil-Parlament, il-Ministru tad-Difiża Peter Dutton ikkonferma li aktar support ikun ipprovdut lit-truppi Awstraljani.
Mr. Speaker, taking care of our personnel is absolutely paramount. There are countless conversations that the Prime Minister and I have had about ways in which we can provide additional support to our servicemen and women who serve us, who protect us, who keep our country safe. Let's be very real. We live in a very uncertain time. Not just in the Middle East, and we've seen the tragic circumstances there, but also in our own region, in the Indo-Pacific.
Il-ġinus maquda tgħid li 10 miljun tifel u tifla fl-Afganistan jinsabu fi bżonn kbir ta' għajnuna. L-attakki mill-ajru f'Kabul f'dell-aħħar ġimgħa qatlu tal-anqas 7 tfal. Herv Ludovic Delis, il-rappreżentant tal-Afganistan fil-UNICEF, jgħid li dawk lanqas responsabbli għal l-avvenimenti li qegħdin naraw fl-Afganistan qegħdin iħallsu l-akbar prezz.
The number of children that we are able to report is from open sources. It's 7 children that have been killed. We don't know who is behind the strike. The events of last week amplified the imperative of protecting the most vulnerable children. You saw many of them at the airport, despairing families lifting their sons and daughters over the perimeter wall, bewildered children lost in the crowd.
Il-kap tal-Fera Ewropea tal-Organizzazzjoni Dinjija tas-Saħħa, Hans Kluge, jgħid li ż-żieda fit-trasmissjoni tal-virus mal-Ewropa kollha hija inkwetanti. Huwa jgħid li għandu jsir ħafna aktar biex in-numru ta' dawk imlaqma jikber.
The stagnation in vaccine uptake in our region is of serious concern. Now that public health and social measures are being relaxed in many countries, the public's vaccination acceptance is crucial. If we are to avoid greater transmission, more severe disease, increases in deaths, and a big risk that new variants of concern will emerge. Vaccine skepticism and science denial is holding us back from stabilizing this crisis. It serves no purpose and is good for no one.
33 pajjiż minn 53 fir-reġjun Ewropew tal-Organizzazzjoni Dinjija tas-Saħħa rrappurtaw żieda ta' 10% tal-każi jew aktar f'dawn l-aħħar ġimgħtejn. Kluge issa qed jitlob għal programm aħjar tat-tilqim għat-tfal li għandhom fuq it-12 sena kif ukoll fost l-għalliema u l-ħaddiema fl-iskejjel. L-sport il-lig tal-futbol Awstraljan ħabbar li il-grand final ta' dal-istaġun mhux se jintlab fil-Melbourne Cricket Ground minħabba r-restrizzjonijiet tal-lockdown. Il-kap Glenn McLaughlin ħabbar li il-finali se jintlab f'Optus Stadium f'Perth fil-25 ta' Settembru u feraħ l-segwaċi tal-futbol f'Perth li ser ikollhom l-opportunità li jaraw u jospitaw logħba storika bħal din fil-belt tagħhom. Huwa għamel kuraġġ lil dawk fil-Viktorja li tilfu l-Grand Final għat-tieni sena billi qal li kollox jerġa' lura bil-kbir u aħjar fl-MCG is-sena d-dieħla.
To all Victorians, we will be back at the MCG bigger and better in 2022. You've stuck by our game all year and I know how hard it has been, especially how challenging it has been from a community football sense, and you'll have our support.
It-tim nazzjonali Malti kellu rebħa li forsi mhux kulħadd kien qed jistenna li tista' tasal fil-kwalifikazzjoni għat-tazza tad-dinja f'taqali Malta rebħet lil Ċipru bl-iskor ta' 3-2. U intemmu dan il-bulletin ta' aħbarijiet parsalejn ir-rapport ta' temp, possibilitajiet ta' ħalbit ta' xita mistennija f'Perth, f'Cairns u f'Darwin, xita kultant qawwija mistennija f'Melbourne u f'Hobart, temp imsaħħab mistenni f'Canberra u f'Brisbane, u temp xemxi mistenni f'Sydney u f'Newcastle. Dak kien bulletin ta' aħbarijiet mir-radju ta' l-SBS llum il-ġimgħa, it-tielet jum tax-xahar ta' Settembru tas-sena 2021. Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.